News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. There is going to be a challenge to Wisconsin's constitutional amendment that bars same-sex marriage. It's been filed by the ACLU. It will be in federal and not state court. We have coverage from Madison and our correspondent Andrew Beckett.
A group of four same-sex couples are the faces behind a lawsuit that seeks to overturn Wisconsin's constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. Garth Wangeman of Milwaukee, who's been with his partner for 37 years, says it's a right they should be given access to.
Wisconsin has been my home for my entire life. I love this state. And all I want is to have my love for my partner validated as we head into the twilight of our lives.
The lawsuit was filed Monday in federal court. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen is vowing to defend the amendment that was approved by voters in 2006.
Andrew Beckett, WSAU News.
Families and individuals struggling with high heating bills will have some more home heating aid made available. This is the Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund, and it's going to be stretched to its limits, particularly in the Northwoods, where many residents heat with propane and are dealing with sharply higher prices. State Senator Tom Tiffany and other lawmakers are making a donation themselves to the fund. You can also contribute through your heating bill.
Our district is so rural, and there's so many more propane users than many other parts of the state. Our constituents have been hit harder probably than other parts of the state, and we just think it's really appropriate to highlight the Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund.
Your county's social services offices administer the low-income heating assistance program. People who live in Rhinelander are being asked to run their water 24/7 to prevent frozen pipes. Tom Kingman is the director of public works. He says the city has been thawing out dozens of homes, and he says that process is time-consuming and expensive.
At a certain point in time, we have to make some hard decisions here to let this water be run on a system-wide basis. The reason we do so is because it's the best economy that we can get.
Residents there will not have to pay for the additional water. They will be billed at a regular seasonal flat rate. One person hurt, another missing after a house fire near Minocqua. Oneida County Sheriff's deputies issued a statement saying the home on Woodland Trail in the town of Cashin was fully engulfed in flames when the fire was first reported around 1 a.m. Monday. There were three people who escaped. One was airlifted to a Madison hospital for treatment of severe burns. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is again denying that he knew anything about a plan by some of his aides to block local traffic on the George Washington Bridge. During his Ask the Governor radio program, he said unequivocally that he had no knowledge of a plan to snarl traffic. He says he was alerted about traffic backups on the George Washington Bridge, but didn't consider that to be anything unusual. We may be just a few days away from needing Congress to raise the federal debt ceiling again.
House Republican leaders are trying to find a consensus idea of something to attach to a debt ceiling vote that will win overwhelming GOP support. Oklahoma Congressman James Lankford says lawmakers should not just rubber stamp adding more debt.
Every time we get to a debt ceiling vote and this monster debt that we have as a nation, we should stop and say, how do we stop this?
Yet Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says this should be a breakthrough year for the economy.
I believe that the debt limit is the last piece there that has to happen in order for people to breathe a little bit of a sigh of relief.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
The Minnesota man convicted in the shooting death of his girlfriend in Weston will find out his fate today. There's a sentencing hearing at 1 p.m. for 23-year-old Richie Vu. He was convicted in October as part of a plea bargain on first-degree reckless homicide for the shooting of 20-year-old Li Zhang. Vu was also tied to the theft of several guns and at least one vehicle. Other charges in the case, including being a felon in possession of a firearm, operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, and fleeing an officer, were dismissed, but will be factored in to today's sentencing hearing. Well, it's another sub-zero morning. Let's check our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
No major storms hitting the area over the next couple of days, although we will see more cloud cover today, although remaining partly cloudy in the Northwoods, a high of 18. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries well south of Marathon County, a low of 2 below zero. For Wednesday, partly sunny and colder, a high of 9, and coldest day of the week on Thursday. Some sunshine once again with a high of 4. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
All right, cold but no shoveling. I guess we'll have to take that. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast available 24/7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.